Prime Minister Scott Morrison has played down a controversial phone call with President Donald Trump asking the Prime Minister for help with the Russia probe. Mr. Morrison said it was a brief and uneventful conversation where Donald Trump simply asked him for a point of contact with the Australian government. The Prime Minister said Labor's criticism of the phone call was opportunistic, and he's also said it's immature. Mr. Trump has directed his Attorney General, Bill Barr, to investigate what started Robert Mueller's probe into whether the Russians interfered into the 2016 US presidential election. I spoke to Liberal MP Dave Sharma and Labor's Peter Khalil a short time ago on ABC News. And I began by asking Dave Sharma, who was a former ambassador for Australia, whether Alexander Downer did the right thing by notifying Australia about his conversation with former Trump campaign adviser George Papadopoulos.
Oh, absolutely, undoubtedly. I mean, you know, he reported back a conversation which, you know, was on the face of it, raised some concerns back to Canberra. And that's what you'd always do as an ambassador. He left it to them to, you know, investigate and pass on the information as they saw fit to the United States. And again, that's how these things should and do normally work.
Okay, so you, if you're in the same position, would have done absolutely the same thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. In the US, you know, they're a key ally. They are very concerned about this, particularly the Trump campaign, the people around Trump, that it was inappropriate. And he's being, I mean, you've seen the stuff online. He's being depicted, this is Alexander Downer, as some kind of someone who was running interference for Hillary Clinton. What do you make of those claims?
Well, I'd say, first of all, that as far as I'm aware, they're not coming from the official parts of the US government. It's people on, you know, in the commentariat and spectators and whatnot. But I'd say, I mean, look, the idea that Alexander Downer, who I worked for, incidentally, for 2 years when he was the foreign minister, is some sort of part of a deep state conspiracy or an anti-Trump conspiracy is laughable. He was a diplomat doing a good job. He's has very good relationships in Washington and including, you know, with past Republican administrations. So, you know, I think he passed on a conversation. The FBI investigated. I think the Trump supporters' ire is more directed at what prompted this investigation to begin and the FBI, and that's the subject of these investigations. Alexander Downer here was just a messenger.
Peter Khalil, the US is an ally that was asking for help. How could Australia have said no? The Prime Minister actually put it this way, said it would have been more extraordinary if Australia had said no.
Well, it's interesting, Patricia. Just before I answer that, I want to, you'll find it strange that I'm agreeing with Dave Sharma. I think the diplomatic work that Downer did, he did what he was supposed to do, which is to report conversations and so on. So I have no issue with that. I have an issue with Scott Morrison because he should be acting, as Prime Minister, he should be acting in Australia's national interest, not to try and be good mates with Donald Trump. And that's the problem. With respect to your question about, you know, releasing or helping when there's a request for help, what we're talking about here is a request for help to investigate the origins of an investigation. It's political. And so I think there's some. It's really problematic because the reason we've had such a good relationship with the US and the alliances work so well is because whether you're Republican or Democrat, whether you're Labor or Liberal, we have not intervened in each other's domestic politics. We've kept out of each other's domestic politics, and we've maintained good relations regardless of which side of the aisle you might be on in any particular administration. And the job of Scott Morrison is to actually act in Australia's national interests and put that first. As a byproduct, he could have a good relationship with the president, whoever that may be, but the first and foremost thing for him, the primary objective is to act in Australia's national interest. And in this case, he's got some questions that he's got to answer. What did he agree to? What was asked? He needs to, you know, release the full transcript as far as we're concerned.
Dave, should he release the full transcript? I mean, is Australia being dragged into a domestic political debate?
Can I just say here, I mean, look, as a former ambassador and a diplomat, I advised and sat in on a large number of conversations where our prime minister asked a foreign head of government or head of state for assistance in a law enforcement or investigation matter. It's not unusual. And I think, as the prime minister said, and I'd agree with him here, it would be unusual if we were to refuse a routine request. Now, the extent of our cooperation and, you know, how much assistance we provide will always be determined by our own national interests. And I think the prime minister flagged some, you know, things that we wouldn't be likely to do in the course of this assistance here, but to actually point blank refuse to assist in an investigation that's being led by the Department of Justice would in and of itself be politicising the relationship. I disagree with Peter there.
Sorry, I do disagree with Patricia, sorry to interrupt, but I do disagree with Dave on that because this is not a routine request to assist in a normal investigation. There is a political element. There's a very heavy political element. This is an investigation into the Mueller investigation, which was established by the FBI and the Department of Justice.
Peter, so your proposition is
different.
You're now asking us to look behind the motive of every investigation that we're asked to assist with.
I don't think you need
determination about whether it's political.
I don't think
or not.
You need to look pretty deep, mate. It's pretty obvious what it is.
All right, so Peter, no, I want to put it to you. If there had been a Labor Prime Minister, would the Labor Prime Minister have said no?
Well, if the Labor Prime Minister was saying there, and if I was advising him, and I think the correct course of action would have been to say, thank you very much, Mr. President. We'll talk to our lawyers and see what we can do. Simple as that.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, it means we go back. We don't know what Morrison said. This is the whole point. He is not telling, and he's not being straight with the Australian people about what he agreed to do on behalf of President Trump in a very political action or initiative, if you like. And he needs to front up on that. I think the correct course of action would have been to say, we'll come back to you. We'll have a look at this through our lawyers and determine whether it's the correct course of action for us and whether it's in our national interest.
Dave Sharma, there is something that the Prime Minister said that piqued my interest, if you like. He says it's highly unlikely that Australia will provide DFAT cables where Alexander Downer outlined this conversation with George Papadopoulos. Do you think those diplomatic cables should be kept secret and not shared with the United States?
I'm not going to get into the entrails of what we do and don't provide, but the normal course of events is, you know, confidential and classified communications between within government, effectively. This is a high commissioner reporting back to his own government. This is advice to our government and reporting to the government. Would not be something in the normal course of events that we'd share with foreign governments, and I'd expect that principle would guide us in this case as well.
Okay. In your view, would it be against our national interest to share that or to break that rule?
No, look, I'm not going to, because I don't know what was in the cable. I haven't seen it. I'll leave that to the National Security Committee of Cabinet and the government. But I mean, just to jump out here to a broader point, I think the gist of what, you know, George Papadopoulos was alleged to have told Alexander Downer is quite widely known in the media. And I don't actually think that, you know, there's a whole lot of smoke being kicked up here. You know, what are we actually going to tell the United States? Yes, Alexander Downer had a conversation with George Papadopoulos. You know all about it. End of story. I mean, we're not part and parcel of this story. I know that Labor keeps trying to embroil us in it. This is an internal US domestic political matter, and it's a matter for their system to resolve. You know, as far as I can see, we're not a part of it.
Okay, Peter Kuhl, I'll give you the final word.
Just a quick point about that. We're not trying to embroil you into this. Your own ambassador, Joe Hockey, wrote to the administration offering help. The Prime Minister had a conversation where it seems, we don't know, that he said he'd do everything he can to assist and cooperate in a matter which is very political, which is an investigation into the Mueller investigation. And when we say, you know, not interfering in each other's domestic politics, it just looks a bit dicey, Dave, when the Prime Minister's going to a political rally in Ohio instead of going to the UN climate conference.
I want to thank you both for coming on the show. Of course, you both regularly do it, so I really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Patricia.
Thanks, Patricia.
That's Liberal MP Dave Sharma and Labor's Peter Kuhl. And this is RN Drive.